the strategy that we have now, or that I'm trying to implement now, is I need you to stop putting it personal. Mm-hmm. Stop making it so personal. Mm-hmm. Meaning, I need you to strategize and figure out a way on how to not make it so personal.
What?
Because right now we have the cleaning contracts, yes, but we have it through that platform.
Yeah.
I need you to step back and think of it at a bigger sphere. Give the employee, whoever, the jobs. It's two jobs a day, 2 hours. They can make that money, okay? You need to focus on getting more clients.
I know you're talking about that.
I'm just repeating myself because I don't want you getting frustrated and there's more money out there.
So
Comcast just got a whole $8 billion deal to put Wi-Fi all over the world in different, you know, nonprofit organizations and stuff. California got $7 trillion to change their government up, and Chicago got money as well because of bankruptcy. We got to shift our mindsets of... I'm trying to say it in a nice way and not sound like a CEO right now. I am. But that's what I'm trying to say. You have to be more... You're thinking personal. How much can I do in a day? Stop thinking how much money and how much stuff you can bring in a day. You have to learn how to let other people work for you. OPM and OPE. Other people's money and other people's efforts. You learn how to use other people's efforts, it doubles down and triples down. So then, like I said, I know we aren't going to do the $15 an hour. We're just doing the $10.99. But when it gets to that, it'll make sense. Because like I said, if they work 3 hours in a day, that's what, $28 or so, or $30-something dollars? That's only $37 that you got to pay them out of the $500 day. Does that make sense?
So you're saying later on that'd be better for the long run?
It would be better in the long run if you got people to work for you and you charge them less. Because right now, technically, you are $500 an hour. Technically. If you go by how much you're getting paid, or even $500 a week, day, whatever. Technically, how much you get paid, that's how it is. So it costs me more to allow you to keep going out there and work, rather you go find someone else to work and we split the responsibilities up. Your responsibility is sales and marketing, getting more sales in and getting marketing together so that we can get more clients for cleaning. Their job is to clean. You can't focus on sales and marketing if you're cleaning every day. You need to get to where you're thinking like the leader and not the worker. So I said, I know it's hard. We had this conversation yesterday, trading your money for time and time. It's hard when you want. You can't. You're trading your time for money right now. And it's cool if that's what you want to do. But I'm trying, like I said, you got to shift your mindset of leadership and your mindset on money and making money, okay? You got to allow your money to make money for you. How do you do that? Because your money pays someone else so that they can make more money for you. And while they're making the money, you can focus on the clients, you can focus on the deals, you can focus on the systems, you can focus on the cleaning supplies. Do we have enough cleaning supplies, you know? Like me and Khadija, that's the stuff we did today earlier this morning. We tracked cleaning, tracked all the supplies, we had drinks for shrink, all that stuff. But that's the stuff you should be doing. You shouldn't be out there working the field all the time. Okay? There's a lot of lower, it's not that many employees, it's not that many of us right now, so it's like I said, we have to do everything, but I still want you to keep in mind that you're not going to be doing everything. You have to establish everything, you have to get things in order, yes, because it's just us, but eventually, we have the employees to work. You have to learn OPE, OPM.
So that's what I'm saying, so like, I would like to get, whenever we hire Michelle, at least 4 jobs a day, you know. But when you said 1.5 a week, how many hours? Like I said, how would we work her?
I mean, we can move it more.
I mean,
break it down and make it legal.
You mean, like,
you said it's 2 hours a day roughly that we get from a deal, right?
No, it's 2 hours a job. A job is an hour every day. A job is an hour.
A job is roughly an hour.
Yeah, roughly an hour, you know what I'm saying?
So do your math and make enough jobs that you can have enough people to pay for those jobs.
In a day.
And still make money. Like I said, hypothetically, if we were going to charge her $14 an hour, 14 times 2 is 28. Mm-hmm. She's only doing 2 hours, hypothetically, in that day. She gets $28 a day. Monday through Friday is 5 days. 28 times 5 is what? So that's how much you would give her for the week.
Yeah.
Okay.
So charge her by that day, you charge that day by.
And break it down like that. So then, if you do more jobs within a day and a different amounts, you got one job that's $500, but you only pay her $28 for the day. You got another job that's $600, and you pay her for that one. So now you only gave her, what, $60-something for the whole day? And you made close to dang near $1,200, $1,100.
Yeah.
So once you pay her and clear that off, and the ROIs, and then if you pay supplies and all that, you're almost $1,000. And all you paid her was $60. That's what I mean by other people's money, other people's efforts.
So after you pay employees, what else do you pay? After paying employees, what else do you pay?
Overhead costs, so supplies, website, design, back office people, us.
So how often would you want to stock up supplies? Like, towards the end of the month?
That's something that we gotta learn and do, but that's why you're here now for end of month, so we can get all of our stuff down and know what we need to do. That's the purpose of end of month. Come debrief, reconcile everything that you've done. See how much has gone out, how much has gone in. That's the purpose of these oxtails gonna be good. I can't wait. I'm upset they ate all my eggs though. I'm trying to make double eggs. But yeah, OPM, other people's money and other people's efforts. You get OPM by having other businesses and solving needs and solving problems. That's what they mean by OPM. You want money now, we need money now, figure out how to get the OPM, other people's money. How do you do that? Get more cleaning clients, cleaning projects. How do we do that? Promote it to them and project it to them as solving a need, solving a problem. You solve a need, that's what people want. You solve a problem, that's what people want. Don't market it as you're being money hungry, because they can tell. Clients can tell when you just want money.
Yeah.
We have to, like I said, we have to not only solve a need, but we have to find clients that you can overperform and that you can impress. Get those clients that, you know, we do the cleaning, like the guy from Monday. We do the cleaning and then calling us now and it's boom.
I thought you said you couldn't do that Monday. Hey, you couldn't work Monday.
That's preferably, I would like to work in-house on Mondays, like in the office. But I already told you, if it's a job, a big client, I'm going. You're not going to come on now.
Jayla's
going
to be with you.
That's fine.
Someone, you never got your email you sent to him. If you
sent
it, I don't know.
I sent him an email, but I'll send it again. That's no problem. Well, actually, today what we do is, what we need to do is set up the schedules properly so that we can just send him out the schedule. And then he'll have a schedule for himself. So, like, that schedule, that thing for Monday, he needs to get a schedule about that. Even if that's the only thing that he's doing that day, I need a schedule for the whole week saying he's working Monday.
You say a cool schedule just to say that for that day.
For him, even if I'm saying we need to start implementing a schedule. So, I'm saying, even if he only works one day that week, he still needs a schedule sent out to him saying what day he works. If you throw something else on the week for the week, we have a way of adding jobs in, you know? But we need to time and attendance to support.
Yeah, I remember the hours, so they were, I'll write that down. Just put them in there.
Well, that's what we'll do today, that's what I'm saying. Let's go now. Go ahead. Let's go ahead and start this end of the month, because I gotta this bread will be done at 3. I gotta start making the bread.